Volleyball team captain Kanani Halverson told the board that she felt sexually objectified when a school board member attended a game and polled audience members about how the uniforms fit on the girls.
This poll served to bring unwanted, unnecessary, and inappropriate attention to our athletes' bodies. It should never have been used as a justification to alter our uniforms. My personal take on this is that someone who represents me as a student of the Ketchikan Gateway Borough was found to be the one discriminating, objectifying, and sexualizing me as a young woman and athlete. And personally, as a victim of sexual assault, I refuse to stand for this behavior.
Halverson says she's angry and hurt and wants an apology as well as an independent audit of the district's compliance with Title IX. That's a federal rule that school districts provide equitable opportunities to girls and boys. As a result of that board member's informal poll, Halverson says the school spent $2,000 on new shorts, when what the team really needs is new jerseys, but she says nobody asked the team or its coaches. Tylin Ward is one of those coaches. She says there are ongoing issues, but the uniform issue is particularly worrisome because of the attention placed on the team members' bodies rather than their abilities.
That the way our players are being viewed as not athletes, but as girls in booty shorts, if you will, which is not okay.
While not named by the speakers, board member David Timmerman says he was the one who polled people about the uniforms. He says he loves volleyball, and he asked some other female athletes who'd been watching the game why they didn't play that sport. Timmerman says they told him it was because of the uniforms. He says he then polled about 50 people of various ages over the course of a weekend, and everyone told him they were not comfortable with the uniforms.
So me as a parent, also being uncomfortable with some of them, and I'm talking about the very, very short shorts. I want to look down and see everybody as an athlete, and I think everybody in that gym wants to, too. There's people on the national level. There's colleges that are switching to longer uniforms that aren't so revealing. If somebody wants to say that I was objectifying in a sexual manner, that's not it at all. If anything, I'm trying to protect the women, the girls that are out there.
Timmerman did apologize to Halverson and other students who were upset. Another problem noted by speakers was an inadequately supplied medical room for the first couple weeks of volleyball practice. Coach Rebecca Clark says the ice machine wasn't plugged in and there was no tape during a practice when two girls rolled their ankles. Board member Matt Eisenhower suggested that the medical room problem could be related to budget cuts.
I bring that up because when you talk about not having ice, not having tape in those rooms, I sure hope it's not because we can't simply afford to make that happen.
Clark also told the board that the activities coordinator apparently dropped the ball on lining up volunteers and referees for a day-long volleyball event, even though a list of names had been provided weeks in advance. Clark says the only certified referee in town was notified 15 minutes before the first game.
Our coordinator did not coordinate it. To me, that's a basic job description. You're a coordinator. It should have been taken care of. Unfortunately, I'm not going to go into more, but I just feel like this isn't the only incident where this is going on. There's a lot going on that, either the coordinator needs some help, or we need a new coordinator.
April Edenshaw says concerned parents and coaches did try communicating first with Ketchikan High School officials, but received little to no response.
Or dismissive comments such as, by not responding to your email or phone calls, it is actually an answer.
Edenshaw says the group is concerned about inequity, not just for volleyball, but in how much fundraising is required for various sports.
In some instances, girls are required to fundraise more than boys in activities, even if it is the same activity or sport.
Cheryl Yeisley told the board that because K-High didn't send a representative to a regional sports scheduling meeting, the volleyball team has very few home games and an arduous travel schedule, which will be more expensive than anticipated. That means the team will have to raise even more money than they'd planned for. Hannah Remiski says her granddaughter and other members of the volleyball team will be traveling for games every weekend for 2 months.
The failure to negotiate our games at home is an economic issue for my business, everybody's business, who has to donate to every activity that comes down the pike. It's your issue because you have to pay more to have all these kids travel. We should be negotiating our hardest. Juno Douglas or Sitco or whomever should not be getting off the hook because we didn't do our job.
K-High Principal Bob Marshall told the board that he supports his staff and he hopes that people don't rush to judgment until all the facts are known. He says he will look into the various issues raised by the speakers. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.